Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, who are you?
Oh, yes. My name is Jenny and I'm calling you from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
Thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat
Definitely.
like Definitely, thank you.
Definitely.
And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65?
56 to whatever. 56 to.
Thank you.
Six.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
Right direction.
Thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how would you vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage. And the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I'd have to study it, but probably no.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Probably.
Thank you. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yeah, again, I, you know, have to study it, but you know, like I
all
said,
right, so,
yeah.
All right, so as of right now, we'll be definitely vote yes in favor, probably vote yes in favor, definitely vote no against, or probably vote no against.
Probably no against.
Okay. Now, if you knew the proposal, I'm sorry. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Would that be definitely vote no against it or probably vote no against it?
Probably no.
Thank you. All right. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost an average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following come closer to your opinion? So I'll go ahead and read to you four statements. Please tell me which of these come closer to your opinion. Statement A says, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Statement B or two, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Statement 3. I am fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Statement 4. I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
4.
Thank you. From the following list, which of the following, from the following list, which issue your local elected official in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I'll go ahead and read to you the issues, and please tell me which one of those should be the one that your local elected official should focus the most. Reducing traffic and congestion, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, dealing with inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, improving public education in local schools, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, protecting water quality and water supply, controlling growth and development, improving local roads and infrastructure, or making housing more affordable?
The infrastructure.
Improving local roads and infrastructure. Thank you. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. The first organization I have is Traverse Area Recreational and Transportation Trails, also known as TARS Trails.
Yeah, favorable.
Would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. Grand Traverse County Government?
Neutral. Yeah.
Would you say no opinion?
No, yeah, right, no opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Your city or township government?
No opinion.
Okay, I appreciate it. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
About right.
Thank you. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and to plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Do not trust.
Okay, would that be probably or definitely do not trust?
Definitely do not trust.
Okay. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for the project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. To plan and construct new trails, do you approve or disapprove that?
Disapprove.
Would that be a strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay. To maintain existing trails?
Approve.
Would that be somewhat approve? Okay, thank you. To promote recreational opportunities?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, okay. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Yes, strongly approve.
Thank you. To protect open space and residential and commercial development.
Strongly approve.
Okay, to increase non-motorized transportation options. The options are strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
I appreciate it. To improve to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. To promote local economy development.
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. To promote health and wellness.
Somewhat approve.
To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Thank you so much. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Statement A, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County. Or statement B, ensuring the current trails network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained.
B.
I appreciate it. You will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can also indicate that as well. There will be an annual review of how funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat more likely, okay. A citizens' oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision-making and ensures that the funds are administered for their intended purpose.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely, okay. The funds from this proposal will match with federal, state, and private funds.
Much more likely.
Okay. Much more likely, okay. There will be a full public disclosure of all project spending.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you so much. Now you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can also indicate that as well. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County Trail Network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycling without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. How convincing is that statement to you to vote in favor? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trails network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Yeah, not convincing.
Not at all or not too convincing?
Not at all.
Okay. Grand Traverse County Trails Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Not convincing.
Not at all or not too convincing?
Not at all.
Okay. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have healthier lifestyle.
Somewhat not convincing.
That would be not too convincing?
Not too convincing, no.
Okay. Thank you. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small business, and create more jobs.
Not at all convincing.
Okay. This proposal would provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Somewhat convincing.
This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Somewhat convincing.
Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tar Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Neutral.
No difference, okay. This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy outdoors.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Somewhat convincing.
I appreciate it. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No against this proposal.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Probably against. Probably
Thank
no
you.
Against. Yeah.
Thank you. Now you will be given some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Our first statement says, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth. How convincing is that a statement to you?
I guess I don't understand the question. So,
all right, on this one,
could you repeat it?
Yes, of course.
Understand where you're going with the question there.
All right, on this one, I am reading to you a statement that the question says, you will be given some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails. So based on the statement that I read to you, you can say if there is a convincing or not convincing reason to vote against it. The question says, or the first statement says, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth. So it's basically talking about tourism.
So
is that a convincing reason to vote no against it or not a convincing reason?
I guess not.
I don't
get where what they're talking about, so we'll just go on to the next question, if you don't mind.
All right, and in that case, you would say no difference?
Okay.
Okay. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding this trail instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
That's convincing.
Very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Very,
okay. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
That's somewhat convincing.
Okay. With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Not convincing.
not at all convincing or not too convincing?
Not too,
okay. This proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Is that
a convincing reason to vote not against it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not convincing, and the reason why is because you never said anything about $43 million in this entire conversation. So
okay.
That question's kind of a bad question. So
all right.
Anyway.
All right. Would you say not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Okay. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who wants to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
Not at all convincing.
Okay. This proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we cannot trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Not at all convincing.
I appreciate it. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Against.
Okay, no against. And would you say you are definitely voting, probably voting no against?
Probably.
Thank
no
you.
Against.
Now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voter for this proposal, it is?
That there's more than enough very wealthy private citizens that can donate money to maintain the trails.
Okay.
In Grand Traverse County, there's lots of rich people, and they can donate their money. That would be great.
Okay. Donate their money to maintain the trails. Would that be right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Would you like to add something more?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved $1 million for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the past 5 years. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, in favor.
Would that be definitely in favor or probably in favor?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I am going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of who you may regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or did you vote, for whom did you vote?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. With which political party are you affiliated? Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with associate of 2-year degree, college graduate with bachelor's or 4 years degree or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you. Do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
Own.
Okay. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
Okay. What is your main racial background? Is it Hispanic, African American, Caucasian, Asian?
Caucasian.
Thank you. All right. These were all the questions that I had for you today. I thank you so much for all your patience and for helping me out. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.